श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Text number 41. Manu Swayambhur Bhagavan Bhavascha Yanye Tapo Jnana Vishuddha Sattvaha Drishta para apiyan mahimna Stuvanti ato tvatma samam grini maha Manu swayambhur bhagavan bhavascha Yanye tapo jnana vishuddha sattvaha Drishta para apiyan mahimna Stuvanti ato tvatma samam grini maha Next please. Manuhu, Swayambhuva Manu, Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Bhavaha, Lord Shiva, Cha, also, Ye, Hu, Anye, others, Tapaha, By austerity, jnana, by knowledge, vishuddha, pure, satvaha, host existence. Adrishta Paraha, who cannot see the end. Api, although, yat, your, mahimnaha, of glories. Stuvanti, they offer prayers. Atho, therefore, tva, unto you. Atma samam, according to capacity. Grini maha, we offered prayers. Translation with divine grace, Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Dear Lord, even great yogis and mystics who are very much advanced by virtue of austerities and knowledge, and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although much lower than these personalities, also offer our prayers according to our own capability. Purport. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Manu, the father of mankind, great saintly persons and also great sages, who have elevated themselves to the transcendental platform through austerities and penance, as well as devotional service, are imperfect in knowledge compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the case with anyone within this material world. No one can be equal to the Supreme Lord in anything, certainly not in knowledge. Consequently, anyone's prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete. It is not possible to measure the complete glories of the Supreme Lord, who is unlimited. Even the Lord himself, in his incarnation as Ananta or Shesha, cannot describe his own glories. Although Ananta has many thousands of faces and has been glorifying the Lord for many, many years, he could not find the limit of the glories of the Lord. Thus, it is not possible to estimate the complete potencies and glories of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in a relative position, and no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord. Beginning with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, down to ourselves, everyone is servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. Yet, every one of us offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. That is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Mamhi Partha Vyapashritya Yepisyu Papayonayaha Striyo Vaishyas Tatha Shudras Te Piyanti Param Gatim. O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants, as well as Shudras, workers, can approach the Supreme Destination. If one seriously accepts the lotus feet of the Lord, he is purified by the grace of the Lord and by the grace of the Lord's servant. This is confirmed by Shukadeva Goswami. Yenyecha papa yat apashraya ashrayaha shuhyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Bhagavatam 2.4.18. One who is brought under the lotus feet of the Lord by the endeavor of the Lord's servant, the spiritual master, is certainly immediately purified, however low born he may be. He becomes eligible to return home, back to Godhead. Manuk Svayambhur Bhagavan Bhavascha Yanyatapo Jnana Vishuddha Sattvaha Adrishta Parapiyan Mahimna Stuvanti Adhotvatma Samam Grini Maha. Dear Lord, even great yogis and mystics who are very much advanced by virtue of austerities and knowledge and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, We, although much lower than these personalities, also offer our prayers according to our own capability. Hare Krishna. So, the beginning of the chapter is discussion between Vidura and Maitreya Rishi. Vidura is inquiring about activities of Prachetas and their achievements. And Maitreya Rishi is describing what they achieved and how they were glorifying the Supreme Lord. So the topic of this verse, and also Srila Prabhupada explaining in the purport, is about the prayers. So I was looking a little bit in these prayers of Prachetas. What do they pray for? Many times we are praying also in our lives. So I was interested what they were praying for, because they went quite through difficulties. They were performing austerities and penances, and even if it was in previous yuga, still the austerities and penances are perceived as a difficult for a living entity. And when they finished their austerities and Lord Vishnu appeared to them, their prayers were based just on glorification of Lord Vishnu. And only what they mentioned, what they want for themselves, is that they can be engaged continuously in pure devotional service without falling apart, to have association of pure devotees. That was their prayer. But always on the first place, they glorify the Lord. If I remember correctly, Rupa Goswami also gives certain way how the prayers can be placed before the Supreme Lord. That we first glorify the Lord, and then we admit our fallen position, and then maybe we can request something from the Lord. But the request should be related to Atma. Because if you inquire some request which will be related for this temporary body, it will not bring the real benefit. Of course, we know that to Krishna consciousness coming different kinds of people. Chaturvidha bhajantema, janasikritina arjuna, arto jigyasur arteati gyanicha bharata rishabha. There are four kinds of people. The one who is in the distress, the curious, the one who is desiring the material wealth, and the one who is desiring the transcendental knowledge, who is in, who want to understand what is his position. Who is the Supreme Lord. So I believe that all of us, we are coming from these groups, and usually it is mixed. There are some mixed desires, at least what I can perceive in myself, and also when I speak with some of my friends and other devotees, that the reasons why we came to devotional service were different. And sometimes also our attitude can be influenced by this background, why we are coming to Krishna consciousness. I remember during, after some, let's say, few years of book distribution, I was never the best one, I was never the star, I was always somewhere in the middle, sometimes a little down, below the middle, on last places, but sometimes I happen to be in the middle. And of course, I was in a Sankirtan traveling party and other parties, and there was some competition going on. So you discuss with those who are more successful, and then they give you some advice how you can increase your results. So they were telling me that one devotee, he was usually very good from beginning. He joined the Sankirtan party. He was very successful in book distribution. So I was asking him, what is his secret? And he said, whenever I have some difficulty, I pray to Krishna that he will send me some nice person, that again I can spread the mercy, I can spread the glory of the Lord. So I was thinking, oh, that's, this is nice. So I was trying also, but sometimes I was praying whole day and Krishna was not sending nice person. So it was, you know, sometimes we have these days, like, I remember that there was one small village, and in the morning I distributed like 30 Mahavuks, and then after I was thinking, oh, it would be nice same in the afternoon, and the afternoon I distributed just one book, and that doesn't matter how much I prayed. So later on I was contemplating that how these prayers are interrelated with our inner desire, what is really inside our heart, and what is the reciprocation of Krishna. So I requested my spiritual master, I asked him, how is it working? And I asked him, can I maybe pray some, or which kind of prayers I should use during my service to increase the quality of the service, respectively to increase the number of who distributed, because I knew that Srila Prabhupada, he wanted that, what he was asking always, how many books, how much money was collected, how many new devotees came. So I wanted to increase, so I asked my spiritual master, and he told me that your prayer is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he said that it's difficult in our conditional state to understand what is the real position of our heart. That maybe we think we want something. He said, maybe you want to pray that you want to distribute more books, but there is maybe some hidden other desire that you want to be recognized, you want to be appreciated. You are puja lava pratishtha. So he said that the most secure prayer is Hare Krishna mantra. It's the safe from all prayers. Of course, I don't want to point out that we shouldn't pray some other things. I'm just explaining how was it with me, in my position. And I took it like that. And I remember that my service became much more easier to perform, because I started to slowly reduce or give up this fruitive mentality during the service. And just following Bhadi's instruction and just chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I realized that it's not what is the real satisfaction for the Lord, that how much results we will bring to Him. Because He can distribute, and we could see sometimes that Krishna, He can distribute 1 billion of books in 1 second, in one town, or in one small village. But sometimes, through us, it happened that we distribute a lot, but sometimes nothing happened. We distribute very little. So we saw that actually this exchange between the soul and the Lord, this is what is the satisfying the Lord. That when we are trying to please Him, this attitude, this inner motive to please the Lord, regardless these desires which we can have, akama sarva kamava moksha kama udara dihi tirena bhakti yogena yajitam purusham param. It is explained that even if a person is akama, it means he's without any desires, or sarva kama, he has unlimited desires, or is moksha kama, that he's desiring liberation. If they have broader intelligence, these people, they will worship with, it's called tivra, tivrena bhakti yogena, with the force, strong force. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that the sun rays, they are tivra, because they are very forceful. Especially now, today's maybe not so much, but yesterday or the other day, when you stand on the sun, you can really feel it's forceful. It's an energy, it's a pressure. So the same way, Srila Prabhupada is comparing that these sun rays, they are like, because they are tivra, they are so forceful. The same way the bhakti, when it is focused just for pleasing the Lord, it becomes also very forceful. And it can bring person to the level of liberation regardless of his inner motive. So even If we have some inner motive, definitely I have some, many. Still, if you are trying to perform devotional service with this attitude that we are trying to please the Lord regardless what we desire, then Srila Prabhupada is explaining that even if in Krishna book, in story, Krishna pleases his devotees, that even if somebody is full of lusty desires, this is story with Kubja. She wanted to please Krishna, and she was lusty and she wanted to enjoy with him, but she wanted to also please him, and she was coming from the society, girls. So her way to pleasing Krishna was like that. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that even if somebody is full of lusty desires, but if he wants to please the Lord, Krishna will make it in such a way that he will be engaged during the service, he will forget. He will forget his desires and then he will become purified. He will not remember. And just at Friday, we went with two brahmacharis for one preaching program here in Krishnanagar. And we are only three of us. And of course we are invited to congregational, to this Bhakta Varisha group. So this was like one family. So three of us and maybe four or five members of this family. Up to maybe 10 people maximum. We are doing Nagar Kirtan, Harinam. And at the beginning, because there was this Shiva festival, they are calling it, there was the end of the year, and they're all around going with these drums and performing this puja for Lord Shiva. And they were around these different Shiva worshippers with these different kind of weapons. And when we are entering, we are going to their temples to doing kirtan. We are going from one Shiva temple to another. So it came to my mind. They were not looking so happy when we came. But there was always some group of the people in these temples. And then this group, they were joining us. And after some time, we ended up that it was around 100 people chanting and dancing with us. And I remember that at that moment, it was very hot. It was around 6 o'clock evening and it was very hot and we were really sweating profusely and we were distributing books in between also and chanting. And I spoke also with these other boys who were there with me, these two brahmacharis. And they said also they had the same experience that they completely forgot for the bodily demands or for bodily discomfort. And we were just dancing and chanting and distributing books. And I remember that that's the way also how Srila Prabhupada recommended to us that Krishna is like the supreme fire. And we are like the sparks of the fire. But when the spark will fall apart from the fire, it loses its potency to burn. Sometimes when we light the matches, and when some small part fall down, especially on some surface which can start to burn, we want to pick up quickly. So when we pick up, it burns. But if you are a little tolerating, after a few seconds, it's gone, this power to burn. So similar, if we fall apart from this big fire, that means if we fall apart from these activities of Sankirtan movement, prescribed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will lose this fire potency. And also we will lose this fire experience. I was thinking that sometimes, because mind has such a tendency, I remember my spiritual master, he told me that at the beginning when he took sannyas, he was traveling very excessively. And he said after some time, mind become a little disturbed. So he said whenever he came somewhere, first tendency of the mind was to look for some comfortable place or something to eat. So he said that that's how the mind is working. And I was also observing on myself that even after several years of book distribution, this tendency of the mind is always the same. Always why don't you make some very nice valuable service for Srila Prabhupada, but be more comfortable. Don't push it so much, you know. Like, and all services are on the same platform, so what's the problem? You can just sit nicely in the room, you can work something on the computer, you can do some whatever, some work, or you can do work in some office. And different opportunities, especially in Mayapur, we have so many opportunities for different services. So I was observing it, but I was also observing that sometimes this strong enthusiasm, all because there was always some enthusiasm, but this strong enthusiasm which we sometimes see when we look the video when Srila Prabhupada came on airport, the devotees, they were flying and they were dancing and chanting with very strongly, and they ignored some these authorities of the airport, and not even ignored, sometimes the authorities of the airport, at least I was not there, but I was reading, that they even didn't dare to say something, because there was such a power, such a force, that they couldn't go over it. Sometimes we even when we go on Harinam, I remember we are doing it, it was in Prague, in Czech Republic, and it was very blissful Harinam in the street. And there was one man, he was standing and he was watching like this, you know, he had this face like very serious, like, who are these guys? And I just look at him and I just smiled in his eyes directly. And he couldn't restrain. He started to smile also. So there was a force, not aggressive force, it was this positive force of bhakti, of devotional service, which it can break through this material coverings. And unfortunately, you know, not only people outside in this are under these material coverings, but also we are also, of course, we are on different levels, and somebody has maybe more thick material covering, and somebody maybe very light material covering. Maybe somebody sitting here doesn't have any more material covering. So of course we should look for association of such a person. But from my observation, speaking with the devotees about their realization, their experience in devotional life, and also myself, I can see that we have these material coverings which are actually taking down or taking out this enthusiasm, this full power enthusiasm, not just this kind of enthusiasm, just let's survive, let's just chant my rounds, let's just follow the principles and let's somehow survive. But that kind of enthusiasm that we want to change. We want to change ourselves and we also want to change people outside. And sometimes people like to be changed. They are waiting for it. I was with one boy on the street and he was this kind of little morose devotee. And he was approaching one person after another. He was trying, but he was kind of this morose face. So after some time I told him, you have to be a little jolly, at least externally. Because people are meeting the morose people all the time. That's what is the material world is composed. Of course, when you look advertisements or TV, there is everybody joyful. Everybody is enjoying. But this is just advertisement for happiness. For advertisement for happiness which really does not exist, actually. Because I don't know how many people we approach when we distribute books. It can be maybe, if you do 6-7 hours per day, it can be maybe, I don't know, 200 people, 300, depends how much someone is intense, how much he spends. But let's say there is some 100 of people, 200 of people, in 5 days it can be 1,000 of people. And let's say in 1 month it can be 4,000 people approached. In a year, around 50,000 people. And I started with book distribution from beginning when I joined. So let's say 15 years, you can count 40,000 times 15 years. I didn't meet nobody who was happy. I met many who opened and they were really frustrated. Some of them, they don't feel maybe so comfortable, so they don't open, they don't express, they will not share. But many of them, they were very frustrated, and many of them, they were like kind of normal, let's say in the sense that they were not expressing some suffering, but none of them was really like continuously happy. Some of them maybe that day there may be something good happened in their life, but we know how this is temporary. It's so flickering, this kind of happiness. It's based on so many circumstances to be fulfilled, and if one circumstance will fall apart, immediately happiness is gone. But the illusion will create at the moment, oh yeah, now you achieve, that's the moment. But after some time, just one circumstances will fall apart. Immediately suffering, and again this hard work and for this maintenance, actually, it's actually not the happiness. That's only a state when the suffering little reduced. Srila Prabhupada is giving this example, this criminal. They put him in the cage and they are putting him under the water, and when they lift him out for a few seconds, he feels great relief when he takes a little air. Then they put him again down and he suffers greatly. And they put him out again, and during this, when he's breathing in, he feels actually happy, because there is relief from suffering. But it's not the real happiness. So, back to the point that these people are not happy. Even doesn't matter how much they are advertising, how much they are pretending to be. Therefore, in these countries, especially, I don't know, here it's also becoming unpopular, but in the West it's very popular to walk with the sunglasses on the street. Because you don't have to show how much suffering is there behind. So many times when I met people on Sankirtan, sometimes I ask them, I like to speak to people to watch their eyes. Can you put down the sunglasses? And then the people were completely okay with this, and then the relationship became also much better. Because they are trying to hide, but it's not possible to hide it constantly. And we can apply the same principle as the people who are not put in the fire, because they are the sparks who fall apart from the fire. That they suffer and they are not really enthusiastic. They're temporary maybe. The same way we as a devotees of the Lord. If we don't put ourselves voluntarily, of course depending on our conditioned nature, maybe somebody can put himself in the fire more often or more intensely. Somebody maybe less often, less intensely. But if we don't put ourselves in this fire, then this strong enthusiasm, this, sometimes we see devotees, they are ecstatic, it's ecstasy. It will be difficult to maintain it for a long time, or develop it, or keep it for ourselves. And Sankirtan movement is combined from different sections, and all of them, they are actually fulfilling just one goal. That means to chant the holy name of the Lord. Krishna varnam tisha krishnam sangupangasa parsadam yagyaish sankirtana prayar yajantihi sumedha saha. In Kali Yuga, this main process, this Yuga Dharma, is Sankirtan, which we know that it's translated several times as congregational chanting or chanting of the holy name. And all things which are, Srila Prabhupada also called the book distribution, that this is also Sankirtan. So he described two kinds of Sankirtan. The little drum and the cymbals and the kartals, and Sankirtan with the books. He called it actually Brihad Mridanga. It goes out and spread the message of the Lord. And in this way, of course, connect with other souls and bring them back to Krishna. Why gopis are feeling so much ecstasy? Especially it is described that those who, not who are directly with Krishna, but these manjaris, described that they are feeling the highest levels of ecstasy. So Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, and other acharyas also. Because it is explained that they are trying to arrange meeting of others with Krishna. or they are trying to arrange meeting with Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And from this, they are deriving a very high level of ecstasy and satisfaction. So same way, Srila Prabhupada actually explained that this Sankirtan activities, this preaching activities, spreading the holy name and distributing books about Krishna and about the holy name, they are very similar on the same level like what their gopis are doing, that you are trying to attract the people to Krishna. So this will actually Krishna appreciate very much, and this will bring this real enthusiasm and satisfaction. Same as these manjaris, they don't even desire to be together with Krishna. They are much more happy that if they can connect somebody else with the Krishna. So same way, we are just following the parampara, following in the footsteps of the gopis. Srila Prabhupada was always preaching this madhurya, bhava about gopis, so we can experience the same mood when we will be performing this sankirtan activities to bring other, connect them with Krishna without our inner desire. And in this way, together with this, we can also pray, as it is mentioned here, regardless any capacity or the qualification, low birth, or Srila Prabhupada is even writing that even if when one is in the darkest region of existence, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. So together with our prayer of Hare Krishna mantra and other prayers, we are not conditioned, we are not obstructed to perform devotional activities and pray and glorify the Supreme Lord and help other conditioned souls how they can get connected with the Lord. Just the other day we were distributing here books with my wife here in temple compound, and also this putting ourselves in the fire. Shapar is giving this example that we are like iron, and if you put iron in the fire, this will become also fire. You can then burn things with this iron, but you have to again put it back in the fire, otherwise it will cool down after some time. So not only that we will become enthusiastic and happy and satisfied, but also we can see a little bit how advanced we are. I was very inspired by a lecture of Gyanagamya Prabhu about our advanced position. So I remember that day I went out, and the day before it was going very smoothly. So that day when I went, it didn't went smoothly at all. And I became very angry. I was not satisfied with myself, I wasn't satisfied with the people, I wasn't satisfied with Krishna. I was not sending nice people and like that. It's good sometimes if you are not alone on Sankirtan. So thanks to my good wife. She told me that we are doing it to please the Krishna. Other things maybe we shouldn't consider at that moment so much. So somehow, by mercy of the Lord, I cooled down a little bit. And then, after a few minutes only, we met a group of young boys. Usually, my experience preaching here in India, that these young people, they are really not good customers for preaching, let's say. Especially with books, buying the books. Maybe in the college and universities, when there is some organized program and like that. But this first contact, to give them something in their eyes, religious or something spiritual, many of them, they don't want this. And there was like 5 or 6 of them, maybe around 18, 19, these very young, energetic, quite enthusiastic young boys, let's say. And then they became very enthusiastic also about the books. And they liked it very much, and they took several books, and they took some pictures with us, and they sent me the picture also. And immediately, I saw that the level that where we are sometimes we think that when we sit at home, oh, we are kind of advanced, and we are already doing so many years, chanting and praying and following all the rules and regulations, and we can become Vimukta Manina. We can feel some peace of the mind because some amount of goodness will appear in the mind. But the real advancement is checked when the challenge will come. So that the combination should be there. At the same time, we want to feel some happiness, some satisfaction. At the same time, some challenge, we will look for some challenge in our life. And this will help us to understand that we are actually not the one who can do these things. We are not the one who can distribute 50 or 100 books a day. We are not the one who can go on Harinam every day by our own strength. We are not the one who can manage the whole temple. We are not the one who can do puja for 10 years. We are actually just so small. Srila Prabhupada is saying that, especially at the beginning, our feeling of our spiritual existence or spiritual body, Srila Prabhupada is describing, is like just a spark. Then later on, it developed. But at the beginning, we are very, and even if it is developed, still we are very infinitesimal, very small part and particle of Krishna. And we are completely interdependent of Krishna, how much he can allow us, how much he will invest in us to use us as his tool and instrument in devotional service. And then, through this submissive nature, that we will submit to Krishna. Yeah, I am whatever I am. I am a rascal, I am sinful, I have many desires, which are not together with the devotional service or with the goal of the life. But if you wish so, you please use me. I can try to serve you in my best capacity. And then in this moment, this satisfaction will start to flow in our heart, and we will feel very inspired and very enthusiastic. And then also the prayers which will come at this moment will not be based on some this external subtle or gross body or things related to it, but it will be based just on this Atma relation to the Supreme Atma, to the Lord, to Krishna, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If somebody would like to raise some question or comment, it is most welcome. Srila Prabhupada encourage discussion after. Yes, Prabhu. Hidanagar Prabhu.
One question. I like that section where you were talking about book distribution and you were comparing book distribution. And I wanted to ask a question, so I like that analysis. You know, how you try to connect the soul to Krishna, and that's the basic bhava of the Punjabis. So I wanted to ask you a question that we sing every morning in Punjab, even now Rakhi Kay is sitting there. The spiritual master is. It's always performing seva in the pujas of Vrindavan. So, whenever I hear that verse, I always wonder, is the spiritual master actually in the pujas of Vrindavan performing seva? Or is the seva that he's performing is the seva of connecting other souls to Krishna? And that's the Nikunja seva. I want to ask you the question, is that
is it correct that Guru Guru Tattva is one of the most difficult tattvas to understand?
Yes.
I will say my understanding, and then we can maybe a request to comment further from some of our senior brothers and devotees. What I understand that Guru is not only one particular person, or one particular Diksha, or one particular Shiksha Guru. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that the one who is discriminating between Diksha and Shiksha is actually offender. It shouldn't be discriminated. So there are actually, the Guru is coming originally from Balaram, and consequently from Lord Nityananda, who is manifesting himself through different, not only personalities in human bodies even, who can be our Guru. So, if we look from this angle, then it can be actually both. Because whoever your guru is, instructive, inspiring of your spiritual life, some of them maybe they are merged in this higher level of consciousness, and they are maybe present in the mind also in this forest of Vrindavan. And some of them, maybe they are not, and they are just engaged in disconnecting with the souls, with Krishna, connecting souls with Krishna. And you ask if it is different or if it is the same, is it? If I understand correctly the question?
I asked whether the spiritual master is actually the fruit of Vrindavan, performing the Garibha, or is this verse
it came now to my mind, maybe also remember this, when Srila Prabhupada, I think it was some interview with some news reporter, and there was something that spiritual master is communicating with Krishna, or he sees Krishna, and then the reporter asked, what does he mean? And then one Prabhupada disciple, I don't remember the name, he intervened, and he wanted to like explain, and he started to explain that, yeah, actually, there's a Paramatma in the heart, he's communicating with the pure devotee, like that. And Prabhupada interrupted him and said, no, directly I can see the Krishna. Or directly the spiritual master can be in contact with Krishna, pure devotee. So, from this answer, we can see that he can be there. Yes, can I give you a thank you. I can see from my development, it's gradual. At the beginning, when we come, it's described as devotee on Kanishtha platform, he sees only Krishna and consequently only his guru, Diksha Guru, and he doesn't care for nobody else. Prabhuji, my Guru Maharaj is coming, I need to do service. So, my Guru Maharaj is coming. But we can see that more mature devotees, they will not behave like that. They will understand that my spiritual master is same important as other spiritual masters as well. And everybody can be also potential spiritual master to us. If they can inspire us or instruct in devotional service. So the one thing is that there will be gradual development of consciousness, and we will start to understand more deeply that actually the Guru is not just one physical person who is behind, before our eyes, or even if he departs, that just one particular form, But we understand that more original principle of Guru, which is Nityananda and Balaram, who are just manifesting two different personalities or even different aspects. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Avanti Brahmana. He had, how many, 24 gurus? So for him, wind, the fire, the bees, the bush, the different gurus. And he didn't discriminate that one is better than the other. So that's my understanding, but maybe some, or you, or... So that's the goal, goes with the idea that everyone is a Prabhu, Kanakama Prabhu says. That is the real expression of the humility, is correct? That's the real expression of humility. Would somebody else would like to add to it something? Maybe Rajan or... There's some more questions or comments? Performing austerity, that you will get the result, you have to go somewhere else to get the result. or you can get it here. You are asking this, correct? You can get it here. Ihayase hare dyase karma namana sagira nikilasya pastasu jivan muktasya uchate. You can become liberated in this physical form, now present before my eyes. So you can get the result of your state. The same at Prachetas. They didn't went nowhere. They actually got the result on the same spot where they were meditating. Okay, I think our time is up. Thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Yeah.